Now, the brothers in the middle section, please stand up. Okay, you read Romans 12, 2. And
do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect.
Okay, this verse tells you, brothers, don't be shaped by this world. The age is the present part of the world, Satan's system. Fashioned means to be shaped. Don't be shaped by this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How is your mind renewed? By the Word of God.
Amen.
The only thing that can renew, make your mind life instead of death, is the Word of God. Because the Spirit comes with the Word to enlighten you, to renew your mind. And in this way, you can prove what the will of God is. Prove here is not a mathematical proof. It is to prove by experience, to test out, to experience. It's the same word used where when the people were invited to the wedding feast and one man said, I bought me a yoke of oxen and I must prove them. That means I have to work with them, experience them, see if they're any good. That's the same word. It's not just a mental thing, an intellectual exercise of proving. It's experiencing what the will of God is. Okay, thank you. Okay, this section, the next verse.
And the world is passing away, and its lust. But he who does the will of God abides forever.
I'd like to find out, why do you love so much something that's passing away? Why are you so enamored of the world and the things of the world? And not just you personally, but now I include the brothers and all the sisters. Why? Why are you so enamored? You love something that's passing away. Is that foolish or not foolish? Thank you. Okay, now you. 1 Timothy 6:11.
But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, meekness.
If you want to be a man of God, there are two things you have to do. Flee and pursue. Twice this is mentioned in both in 1 Timothy and in 2 Timothy. In 1 Timothy, it's in related to material things. In 2 Timothy, it's related to the lust of the flesh. Flee. Flee. It's not just going to go away, your love for material things and the influence of the flesh on your life. It's not going to go away. You have to flee. And the only way to flee is by pursuing. Pursuing what? Longing for obedience to Christ. Sweet will of God. Thank you. You can sit down. The first three verses tell us God's will. The second three verses tell us Satan's will. There are only two wills in this universe. God's will and Satan's will. Satan was the anointed archangel administering God's universe. And one day he said, I will lift up my throne. I will, I will, I will. Another will came in opposing the will of God. And that will is systematized in the world and all the things of the world, this age in which we live. The world and all the things of the world represent Satan's will to keep you from being a man of God. He couldn't stop you from getting saved. You got saved. But now he's doing everything. That's why Romans 12:2 is written to Christians, not to unbelievers. Don't be shaped by this world. Don't allow the thinking of this world, the fashion of this world, the attitudes of this world. You know what governs this world is, Paul tells us also in Ephesians, that there is a spirit operating in the sons of disobedience. There is a spirit of rebellion that permeates the world. Rebellion against God and against all authority that has been established by God in the universe. Satan's will is to keep you from God's will by saying no to your parents, by saying no to the serving ones. By finding a way to get it around the laws of the government that God has ordained, whether you like it or don't like it. All authority comes from God, represents God, and Satan's masterstroke in this age, the age in which you are growing up, is to instill a spirit of disobedience. This is Satan's will. Question authority. But this world is passing away. It's all going to the lake of fire, you know. It's already been judged by God at the cross. In the cross of Christ, Satan and the world have been judged. And that judgment will be executed one day soon. I like this hymn we sang. Jesus is coming. Now he's on his way. We sang it. Amen, the word of God. Jesus is coming. To do what? Not only to take us, but also to burn up this whole corrupt, rotten world. This is Satan's will. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Young people, you have to tell the Lord. Sisters, girls, you have to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be a man of God. Fleeing this evil age and pursuing Christ in all his riches. So you have God's will and you have Satan's will.